Rabbi Chata, it's Kufin and Gimel Amid Aleph. Om Rabbi Yehuda Bereid, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Shilas, Mishmei Durav, Mehespeido Shal Adam Nikar in Ben Olam Haba. So Rashi says, Mehespeido Shal Adam in Ben Olam Haba, Shim Kosher Ho Yaakol Bochin Olam. From how a people react to a person's hesped, that you can see it's a simin if he's a Ben Olam Haba. People cry for him, and Moridim Demos, Misaprin Shvacho, you see that people speak nicely about him, they cry, and shed tears, then you know he's a Ben Olam Haba. In Ben Olam Haba, who in Lat, Eini, Vomer Le, Rav, Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, Achim de Hespeda, the Hosin Kamina. Rav said to Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, when I die, and you give a Hesped, you should give a warm hesped for me, because I'll be there, listening. Rashi, Achim Bespeda de Hosim Kamina, Bishas Misasi Ham Atit Ta, his Amates Behespedually, Shishamu Vichmu Rachmi Ha Omdin Vyitku. So it's a nachas for the neshama to hear and to see people crying or whatever. So the Chora, why did he have to tell him, the Hosim Kamina, Bishas Hesped, I'll be there. The Eshma Eich Tikami, Alma Itzrich Rav, La Zure Hespeda, Rav had to warn him what kind of Hespe to give. The Kiva the Rav Gavra Ravel, Ben Olam Haba, Loma Le La Zure, Ha Omer Ben Hespeda Nikr. It will be automatic. Right? Since Rav was a person who was obviously a Ben Olam Haba, right, it would be automatic that the Hespe would be something special. Why do you have to tell him what to do? Lokash, hada mecham leva achim, hada mecham leva lo achim. The simon is not if it's a spontaneous outburst from the hesped. Right? Things don't happen spontaneously. But if the person who says the hesped warms the people up and they're warmed up, then it's a simon is a ben olam haba. But if he tries to warm them up and it doesn't work, then it's a simon is not a ben olam haba. Hada mecham leva hesped leva achim. The olam chimumi boy. You need some kind of warming up with the hesped. You need somebody to say a hesped that will have an effect. Shein b'ni olam nichmorim kol kach al zokin. Because when a person dies and he's old, people don't usually have such rachmanis because he lived a full life. Meal the olam chosid ki mechamu b'esped the mechamene ubach. Even an old person who dies, where normally the hesped is not such a warm hesped. Right? If you warm them up and they cry, and for a person who wasn't such a chassid, you can warm them up and they don't get warmed up. So that's the sin. He says, what's it called? The Marsha explains, what's the idea from a hesed, a person you can tell what he was? He says, because when a person's alive, they say nice things about him, maybe because they're flattering him or because they're afraid of him. But after Misa, there's no more flattery and there's no more being afraid, so you can tell what a person was from how they speak about him after he dies. And there's a Chassam Sofer, I saw that the Chassam Sofer says that the person who died is the, what's it called, the Hesped comes from him. He basically says through the other person what he wants people to hear. And there in Olam HaEmes, he can only say the Emes. So what's coming out of the mouth of the masbid is inspired by the person who died, mamish. So he's speaking through the other person. Okay. What exactly that means, I don't know, but that's what he says. Okay, let's go on. Omerle Abaye l'Rabba, kigon mar desonu le'kulu pumpedisoi, man achim hespeda. So Abaye said to Rabba, his Rebbe, what about you? That everybody in Pumpedisa hates you, right? Who's going to heat up people when you die with your hesped? Rashi says, what does that mean? The son of Lekula Pumpadisai, Mishum de Muchach Mochiach Lehu Bemile de Shemaya, because he gave them a lot of Musar. Bene Pumpadisai Ramoyim Heim, and the people in Pumpadisa were a bunch of fakers. In Amrina Bishkita School in Pumpadisai, Levoyach Shani Ushpizach. If a Pumpadisai is accompanying you, change your place of residence. Right? Don't hang around with these people. So they were Rishayim. They hated Rabba because he used to give them Musar. So who's going to be around to say a Hesped that's warm for Rabba? Omerle, Mistoy Ad for Rabba Barav Chonan. It's enough for me if you and Rabba Barav Chonan are there, you'll say a nice Hesped. Okay. Bo mine Rebbe Lozer Merav, Ezeu ben Olam Haba. So Rebbe Lezer asked him, Rav, who is a ben Olam Haba? Omer lei voznecho tishmana dover miacharecho leimor, ze haderech lechubo, ki saminu v'chistas milu. Rashi says, voznecho tishmana dover miacharecho leimor, ze haderech lechubo, miachare mitoska. What they say miacharecho, after your death, right? What they say by your levaya. Kishetamus, tishma, listen and hear, kishiyomru zu haderech sheholachba, ze lechubo, right, that they say by your levaya, this is the derech that he went. You should go in the same derech. Muftach shu ben olam haba. Same idea. If you see that the hesped is a warm hesped and people accept it, you know you're a ben olam haba. Rabbi Chanina Omar kol shadas rabosenu noche himenu. Right, anyone who, what's it called, that the das of chachamim is pleased with him, that's a person who's a ben olam haba. Noche himenu. Daitem nocha aleihem, imashe shomim olav aroim bo. They get nachas from what they hear and see about this person, then you know he's a ben olam haba. V'savavu b'shuk ha-softim. Now we're going back to the pasuk that we were speaking about in Koheles that speaks about Misa. So it says, what's it called? Do what you can while you're still in this world, before all your body parts start breaking down, and we went through all of them. And then the savu b'shuk ha-softim. And then the people who are going to eulogize you are gathering together. B'nei Galila amri, asei dvarim lifnei mitoscha. In Galil, they used to say, do things lifnei mitoscha. In other words, do things that when they are maspid you in front of your casket, right, the hesped will be a good hesped. B'nei Yehuda amri, asei dvarim la'achar mitoscha. In Yehuda, they used to say things that when they maspid you after your casket, then it'll be good. Velo pligi. There's no machlokes. Marki asri, marki asri. In the Galil, they used to give the hesped standing in front of the casket. And Yehuda, they used to give the hesped standing behind the casket. Tnan hasam, Rebbe Lezer Omer, shuv yomecha lefnei misoscha. Rebbe Lezer said, you should do tshuva one day before you die. Sholu talmidim is Rebbe Lezer, v'chiyodim yodeyaz yomos. People know when they're going to die, they can do tshuva the day before. That's the do tshuva every day, because maybe you'll die that the next day, and this will be one day before you die. So then why does it say, you should say do tshuva every day? But the idea is you should do tshuva every day as if it's your last day. If you have that in mind, the tshuva is going to be a different tshuva than stam just doing tshuva every day. The Av Shlomo Om B'chachmaso, the Chol Eis Yu B'godecho Levanim, the Shem and Arosh Chol Yechser. Shlomo HaMelech said the same thing, that every moment your clothing should be white, and you shouldn't take the, you should always have shemen on your head, because you should be always prepared for the inevitable. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Moshe LaMelech Shezimen Es Avodah L'Suda V'Lo Kov Lehem Zman. It's like a king who invited his subjects to a meal, and he didn't set a time for the meal. Zot Pikhin Shebohen Kishtu Esatzim V'Yoshlo Peso Beis HaMelech. Right, the wise ones dressed up, and they sat ready at the entrance of the king's house. Amru klum chosel beis hamelech. The king can invite us any moment, so we want to be ready at any moment to go to the party. Tipshin shibohem holchu malachtom, and the tipshin went to work. Amru klum yeshuda below torach. It's going to take time until they invite us and gets the suda ready. We have plenty of time. The pitom bikesh hamelech es avodav, right? And what's it called? Suddenly the king invited all the servants. So the wise ones were all ready for the Suda. Right? As soon as they were invited, they came. The other ones were filthy. They never had time to prepare. The king was happy with the wise ones, and he was angry with the ones who were foolish. The ones that prepared themselves and were ready when I called them, so they should sit down and eat, the yishtu and drink. Halolu shalo kishtu asmu l'suda yamdu v'yiru. The other ones should stand up and watch the other ones eat. The son-in-law of Reb Meir, yeah, said in the name of Reb Meir, atein nirin k'visham oshim. No, that won't be a just punishment for them, because they'll look like they're waiters, like they're also part of the meal, except they're the waiters. That won't be such a busha. Both of them sit down. So the other ones can't cover up that they're the waiters at the Suda. Halolu ochlu v'halolu re'evin. These are eating, and these are not eating anything. Halolu shosim v'halolu tzmeim. These are drinking, and these are thirsty. Shenemar ko'amar Hashem, hinei avoda yochlu v'atem tiravu. My servants will eat, and you'll be hungry. Hinei avoda yishtu v'atem titzmu. Hinei avoda yarunu mituv leiv, v'atem titzaku mikev leiv. The difference between the people who get rewarded in Olam Hava and the ones who get punished. Dover acher, b'chol eshu b'gadech levonim elu tzitzis. Your clothing should always be white. That refers to tzitzis. And the Marsha explains b'chol es, because really the tzitzis has two mitzvahs, tcheles and lava. But even when we don't have tcheles, still at least mekayin the lava. B'chol es, you b'gadech levonim. And some bring a raya from here, I think the Marie Bruna, that tzitzis have to be white. Can't have different colored tzitzis. And therefore, some people hold, the Mishmur brings down, that the tzitzis have to be the same color as the beged. So the beged should also be white. And the black stripes on the beged are minimal. The Icarus is a white beged, like a zebra. It's a white beged with black stripes, not a black beged with white stripes. The Icarus is the white. But to have colored talasim, right, is a shail, like they have today. If people have talios that are all colored, not white at all, right, not white with colors in it, but colored talios are a shayla, because then the tzitzis should be colored, and it says over here the tzitzis should be white. V'shemen arosh chal yechzer elu tefillin. And shemen arosh chal yechzer, that's tefillin, and the Marsha says the same thing. And even if you only have a shel rosh, put on the shel rosh, even though you don't have a shel yad. B'choles, you should put on your tefillin, even if you only have one of them. Put on that one. Okay. Right. Rashi says, "The oznecha tishma l'dov." Is this ready? Yeah. I say, "Burn shomlev nemi tosa bespeicha." Do things that when they eulogize you in front of your casket, they'll say nice things. La'achar mitosa, hihi. Same thing. Elisha beGalil hayu hasabdonim l'fnei hamita uviyehuda la'achar hamita. The eulogizer stood in front of the mita in the Galil and behind the mita in Yehuda. The koshkem v'shneisha eni yodeh eze yom yomus v'tova chashuva yom echa l'tnei misoso nimtza kol yom v'tshuva yiyu. Okay, so therefore a person should be do tshuva every day because he doesn't know what he's going to die. Okay. V'gadecha levonim nishmoscha tahoru nekir. Your neshama should always be kept clean. The Marsha says, "Bigodecha is not your neshama. Bigodecha is what your neshama wears, your midos tovos, mitzvahs. What you wear should always be white. Klum choser beisanelet bitmiyah, hakol mucha. V'shem yavilenu lovo b'pisom v'aru tzrich l'ikonis l'sulim v'kushot. You never know when the king's going to call us. He could do it at any moment. It means a person doesn't know when he's going to die. So therefore, at any moment, he could be his last. And therefore, he should be make sure that he's always ready for Olam Haba. And the tipshim, the fools, say, well, you know, it's going to take time or whatever. He doesn't imagine he could die suddenly. So it takes time to prepare the meal. So they have plenty of time, Liskashi, to do tshuva and to make sure that we leave this world properly. The tzaddikim sit and eat, and the rishoyim stand and watch. Remeir Omer ain't on Dimveroi. No, they don't stand and watch. Yimkein afheim hayunirim min hakruim. Right? They look like they're the guests. They're just what's it called the shamish. Just that they're serving. Shekein derech hamishorasim om dim ve'ein kan busha. There's not the tremendous busha of not being invited to the suda. Elamai, they all sit down and it's nicker who's eating and who's hungry. Zet sitzis shemaluban habeged. The beged is white, and melev sitzis are also white. Elut tefillin shehem shem. The name of Hashem is called on a person by Shel Rosh, a Tanner of Elezer, a God Lomer, Elu Tzilin Shem Barosh. So that refers to Shem and Aroshecha. Okay. Hadron Lech Shoel, Hadron Lech Shoel, Hadron Lech Shoel.
Why are the previous Brachim called Shana Besrim, Shosha Besrim, and the next one is Besrim Ba'arba?
Where's this one? The previous one was Shosha, yes.
Right, it's Shnayim
Be'ezrim,
and the order changes.
I don't know if there's any I don't think the Chazal made the headings of the pages. Interesting. Our book, yes. I don't know. Okay. Misha Hechshich Baderech, person is traveling Erev Shabbos and gets late, and it's all of a sudden the Shabbos. So he miscalculated. He's in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim, and it's what's it called? Shabbos. No Saint Kiso Lenochri. So if there's a goy around, he gives his wallet to a Nochri. Rashi Mishir no Saint Kiso Lenochri Bod Yom. While still, Rashi says he does it while it's still light. Right? He gives it to a goy, and the reason they were matter to give his wallet to a goy because we're afraid that he'll get panicky and he'll end up carrying it. So they were matter to give it to a goy. Normally, can't give it to a goy. Can't let a goy do malacha for you. But here they were matter, just like by the fire and by other situations where a person could panic. They let him have a way out so he doesn't panic and end up doing something worse. Din eni mal nachri menichol achamor. And if he doesn't have a goy there, then he puts the wallet on the donkey, which he's going with, and he gia lechatzer chitzona. When the donkey gets to the outer, most outermost chatzer before the city, notless hakelim hanitalim b'shabbos, right? You take off the kelim that you're allowed to move that are not muktzah. B'shenim tal b'shabbos matra chavolim v'asakim notlim be'aleihem, and the ones that you can't move, you open the straps on the animal, and they fall by themselves onto the ground. And here they're already in a chatzar that is mishtamer, that you're not afraid that something's going to happen to them. You leave them there over Shabbos, and they'll be protected. Better to give it to a goy than to leave it on the animal. When you get to the outermost courtyard of the city, Shumokom HaMishtamer, that's where it'll be protected already. Rishon, Lutharik Minachamor, the Mishtamer Rishon, it's the first place that will be protected. So then you want to take it off the Chamor. Noble Biyodom, the Olive Kalim HaNitolim B'Shabbos. You can take the Kalim that are not Mukta. The Shein Nitolim Matar HaChavolim Shalukot Shein Kshurim Bohen V'Asakim Noten. The other ones you release by what's it called, opening the straps. And they fall to the ground, and they stay there the whole Shabbos. My Tama Shorele Rabban Lamesa Kise Lenochri. Why does the Rabbanan say it's mutter to give your wallet to a goy? Right? Lechora My Tama Shorele Lamesa Lenochri. Rashi says Vareu Shlucho Lisoen of Shabbos. Lechora it's a regular case of Amir Lenochri, and Rashi's Mashma that the reason you can't tell a goy to do malacha because he becomes like your shliach. And this is the sheet that we mentioned before, that Amira Lenochri is because, even though normally there's no shlichus to a goy, but Lechumra, there is shlichus to a goy, and it's not Minat Torah, it's Mestam only the Rabbanah. So it becomes like your shliach.
But what is the malacha you're asking him to do?
To carry your wallet.
You don't need to carry it, so you should stand still on Shabbos. So
yeah, you want it home. You don't want it. And you're giving it to him. He doesn't have to carry it. You don't care if he carries it. Let him stay.
Mm-hmm. Even in the caravan. The whole caravan is moving.
Do say.
I hear.
I think that. No, there is such a thing that if you give a guy something to do and he can do it in that mutter way, he decides to do it in an usher way. So why don't we say the same thing over here? Really, you don't have to do that. All you want to do is have the wallet protected. You don't need it in your house over Shabbos. Yeah, but you don't have to tell them that. Just give them the wallet, okay? I don't care if you bring it at home or not. I just want to watch. I can't hold on. No, but who said he's talking about that? The Maisa, they were mocked at him because Shabbos, why? Because the Maisa, the wallet's mukta anyway. So you're having him doing this at the Rabbanan for you if he holds it. But the issue of the rice is not going to be here. That we'll see as we go on. Okay, it says the chorus. What? No, but you know. What? Well, Rashi says there's Bodyon. We'll see as Machlokas Rishon. But Rashi says it's Friday. But it's Friday. We're in 5 more minutes. It'll be Shabbos. Right? So you know he's going to take it home. The Shaila is, why do you know he's going to take it home? Let him just stay here. He could stay there. He doesn't want to stay there. He wants to go home. Yeah, but why is that the case? Why were they mocked at that? Why didn't they just say, "Take, give it to him"? Like, don't tell them to bring it home. Let him decide if he wants to bring it home. And then it's mutter. Then you don't have to mutter anything. It could be that you have to tell him that, and you know that you maybe don't trust him that much, and if he's going to stand there on himself, you don't tell him, bring it to my house, right? So then he's also panicking. So they were mattering to tell him to take it home. That's the thing. Right? They weren't mattering just to give it to the goy, because the goy thinks give him a present. No, no, giving this to me, giving this to bring my house. That's to take away the panic. Stama, that's the idea. Otherwise, you don't take a panic. You're relying on this goy to decide he's not going to take it from you. He's not going to bring it home. You didn't have someone to bring it home. That's just fine. Thank you for the present. Why? Kimlu v'rabon and dein lo the ma'im irashmal mamono. Guy's carrying his wallet and he's going to have to leave it there in Rishus HaRabim and worry the whole Shabbos, right? What happened to it, right? So ilo shoris le'osi l'sui da'ol amos v'rabim. He's going to end up carrying it in himself in Rishus HaRabim. So better to be over this normal issur d'rabbanan of giving it to the goy than to be over an issur d'oraisa. So the rabbanan were matter this issur d'rabbanan in this case. Omar Rava Dafka Kisa, only his wallet. Of a Mitzia lo. But you see a Mitzia 5 minutes before Shabbos, right? You see somebody else's wallet. That's Hefker. So you can't give that to a goy to bring to your house. Why? Because you're not bold on that. You're not going to panic because you weren't able to get a Mitzia. Pshita Kisa Tanan. The Maisa says his wallet. Mashma, not something else. Mao the same. Who had not feel a Mitzia? Mission just said what's usual. People don't usually see Mitzvahs 5 minutes before Shabbos and give to a God. Usually it's their wallet that's a problem. Kamash Malon. Right? Therefore it tells me only his keys, not a Mitzvah. It's only if he hasn't picked up the Mitzvah yet. But if he picked up the Mitzvah, so it's his wallet now. Now the person panicked, now it's his money. It's not something that he could get, it's something that he has. Then if you already picked up the Mitzia, you don't have to have the wallet for 20 years. If you have the wallet for 2 minutes, it's also called your wallet. Ika Diamre, Voy Rava, Mitzia Haboliyodo Mavi. Some have a different gear here. Rava asked the Shaila, if you have a Mitzia that you already got, Kimados Liyodi Kikise Dami, since you got it, it's your wallet. O Dilma Kimadlo Torah Bolav Kikise Dami. Or maybe since you didn't put any effort into this, it's not your money that you earned, and then you're going to panic over it. It's money you found. Found money, easy go, easy come, easy go. Maybe you won't panic. Take. So in that gear, sir, it's a take. Whether you're even a Mitzia that you already have in your hand, whether you can give it to a goy or not. Rashi. My time is short, the Mesa the Nochri, Vari, Shluchol, Ishtoeno, Bishabis. My mid Atzmon, Vilahatzul, Amono. Person, what's it called, will not be able to control himself and not try to save his money. Davka kiso, the kivan de torach bosh, ali de torach who mishtaker chayisala. Since he worked for it, right, he put effort into it, so therefore he has rachmanis on it. And he's going to panic. He lo shoris leha asrasi lasuye. If you don't permit him to give it to the goy, he'll carry it himself. The lo amor and the mitzia lo ela, the lo asi yodot liyode. According to the first lashon, the mitzia is only if you haven't picked it up yet. Right? Then you haven't put any effort into it. Right? So something you could have had, for that you're not going to panic. Kolim shetesha. Below he be of lo zochabo. You never picked it up. Okay. But if you did pick it up, according to the first lashon, then you can give it to a goy. And according to the second lashon, it's a teku. Okay. Let's see before we go on to the next thing. The Maisa, we had this before. This is one of the 18 things that they were gozer, bo bayom, that you're allowed to give your keys to a nochri. And Rashi learns that this is a chumra, it's a gzeira, right? Because up until the Yud Ches Dover, you had another eitzah. You could take it and carry it less than dalet amos at a time. Walk 2 amos, stop. Walk another 2 amos and stop. And what's it called? And therefore, they were gozer that you can't do that anymore. You only have the option to give it to a goy or to put it on the chamor. And see, or a cheru shot of the cotton, whatever. The Rach holds that it's lakula, even though it was a gzera, but the gzera was lakula. That before the gzera, it was also to do anything. It was all isuri the rabbana. And they were matir to give it to a nachri, right? But if you don't have a nachri, you could even carry it pachas pachas midalat amos. Okay. The Rambam holds that it's the opposite. That where you may panic, you can only give it to a goy. Can't carry it pachos pachos midalat amos because we're afraid you'll forget. And you'll, but by a metziah where you're not going to panic that much, there you can't give it to a goy, but you can carry it pachos pachos midalat amos. Okay. Okay. And even though that's mutter, they didn't mention that heter because the kis is mukta, so the chachila to be matzah like that they didn't. The Raivat and the Ramban hold that it's also to carry it less than Dalat Amos, like we said in the beginning. That was the Gzeira, that you can only give it to a goy, but not carry it less than Dalat Amos. Rabbeinu Tam holds that this is mutter even in your house. Similar situation. You're in your house, you're afraid robbers are coming. You want to take your wallet and hide it before they come. Same thing. If we don't, what's it called, not matter it, you'll panic. So Rabbeinu Tam says same thing, you're allowed to hide the keys. The Ramban says no. They were only, what's it called, matter it when the keys is on you, you're in the middle of nowhere, and it's almost Shabbos, then you're afraid you'll panic. But if everything, the keys isn't on you, it's in the house, we're not afraid you're going to panic, right, and do something impetuous if you don't have the keys on you, right? Just afraid that Ganovim are going to come and take it. There is no issue deraisa that we're afraid of. Right? As the Rashba says, same thing. The only heter is where you could do an issue deraisa. What do you do an issue deraisa over here? Hide the wallet somewhere? That's not necessarily involved in issue deraisa. Right? So you don't have to go digging holes or whatever. You could hide it in your closet or something. It's only tilkul mukta. Then they weren't matter one issue derabanan because you may do another issue derabanan. What's the difference between them? And therefore, according to the Rashba, if you're not in the Rishus HaRabim, you're only in a Carmelis, where anyway, the worst you'll do is Nisud Rabbanan. They weren't matter Nisud Rabbanan to give it to the Goy. The Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch brings both of these Shitas, right? He also mentions another thing. You have, what's it called, merchandise that's out in the rain, in your own house, not the Nisud HaRais or whatever, and it's going to get ruined by the rain. Can you, and it's Mukta, can you bring it in or not? Right, so same shaila. Right, we're the only matter when it's in your hand, and we're afraid you'll panic without thinking. But if it's not in your hand, then not. Or same thing, it's only issur d'rabbanan. So why be matter this issur d'rabbanan for some other issur d'rabbanan? Okay. Rashi says that you gave it to him during the daytime. Okay, and the Rosh says talking where it's already night. Give it to him the night also. The Ramban says only mutter for a person who thought that he had time and he made a mistake. But somebody who, what's it called, forgot and carried something out, they're, what's it called, it's also to give to a nachri. Only mutter, the only cases, again, where we're afraid you're going to panic. Panicking is only, you thought you had extra time and all of a sudden it's Shabbos and you don't know what you're going to do. But if you carried it out and you forgot that it was Shabbos, and now it's Shabbos, that's not a case of panicking. And the Rashba holds no absolute difference. People panic when they forget and carry things out in Shusha Rabin. The same thing, give it to a goy. Okay, let's go on. Taima de eni monachri. Taima de eni monachri. Hayeshi monachri, the nachri yorile. Right? Better to give it to the goy than putting it on the animal. My taima, chamor atometsuva shisoso. Min haTorah, you're chayiv to let your animal rest. There's two isurim. One's called shvisas behento, right? That's an essay, right? That's what's it called? That min haTorah leman yanuach shorcha v'chamorcha kamocha, right? That's what's it called? That's one thing. Shvisa, that only applies to your animal. It's an animal that you own. It's shvisas behento. We'll see the different shitas, but in any case, right now we'll say that. And there's another issur of mechamer, where you cause an animal to do work for you, right? Not where the animal does the work by itself, or you have to stop it because it's your animal not resting, but where you're, what's it called, leading the animal and it's carrying, then you're causing the animal. That doesn't make a difference if it's your animal or somebody else's animal. That's called mechamer. So you're mitzvah, what's it called, from the Torah, to let your animal rest. But you're not mitzvah to let a goy rest, unless he's your eved. Right? Your eved you have to let rest. But a stam a goy is not your eved, there's no mitzvah in the world. You're not allowed to tell him to do work. That's an issue of the Rabbanim. Either because of shlichus or because of amira, is the amira's loss, whatever it is, the Rabbanim answered that. That's purely the Rabbanim. But an animal, there's isurei deraisa of an animal doing malacha for you. Chamor v'cheire shot to the cotton. Okay, so we know that if you have a choice between letting the donkey do the work for you or letting the goy, let the goy. Donkey is only if there's no goy. What happens if you have a donkey and a cheire shot to the cotton? Okay, who does the malacha? The chamor or the cheire shot to the cotton? A chamor manech lei, the cheire shot to the cotton lo yoiv lei. My time, you honey, adam, hai lav adam. Right, better to let an animal do work for you. And we'll see the Gemara's going to say, well, you're not actually doing the work. It's not an Issa D'Oraisa. The way that you put it on the animal, you're not over the Issa D'Oraisa, only an Issa D'Rabbanan. So you're matter through the Chamor, an Issa D'Rabbanan, but not a Cheir Shot to the cotton, because they're human beings. Right? Or Cheir Shot to the what's it called? And, what's it called? So the Gemara says, you put it on the Chamor, and you don't give it to a Cheir Shot to the cotton. Why? Because these are human beings, and this is not a human being. Better to do the malacha through a non-human being. So what if you have only a cheirish or shota? Right? You can give it to a cheirish or give it to a shota. So which one's better? L'shota. Then you give it to the shota. Why? Because the cheirish has some das. Rashi. Adam v'yesh b'mino shechai b'mitzvah s'vasi l'chufei. Since this is a human being, you may give it to a regular human being, and make a mistake and think that since you can give it to a cotton or a shota or a cheirish, you can give it to a regular person too. The shota, you have to lesley das klal. A shota has no das. Av a cheirish daita klishta isley. A cheirish has some das. Kedamrin and biyavamas. So a cheirish is less than a shota. And that's why they say that a cheirish who you teach, right, what's it called? Cheirish, even a cheirish is a deaf mute. Not stam a person who's deaf. So even a deaf mute that can be Helen Keller, right?
But she was blind too.
Okay, yeah, Alamayas. She what's it called? So you can teach her, and she is a person you see that you can teach, and he knows and can communicate, even though he can't talk and can't hear. Then a lot of people hold they're considered bari das, l'gavim mitzvahs also, because it showed that a shcherish has some das, so you can develop it. A shota is a shota. What? No, the less per less. Because they're less dome to a regular person. What? The goy is because he's a goy. Right? That's because he's a goy. But here these are Jews. So I might confuse him with a different Jew. Right? So if he has no das, he's less confusable with a regular person. Little das is more confusing. What? What happens if you only have a cherish and a cotton? So I'll leave it. The Rebbe Lozal lo si boyelach. Okay, we'll see when I will leave this for tomorrow. In any case, that's the shayla. Which is better, a cherish or a cotton? The svara is a cotton is someday going to be chayiv in mitzvahs, right? But a cherish is what Zakov will see. You could be completely potter from everything. So cotton, you have at least chinuch. So that's what we'll see tomorrow.